Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Travel Bet Podcast for Saturday, 8th of August 2020. I'm your host, John Walker, and with me as always is Andy Vaughan.
Hello.
And Gordo.
Hello.
Andy with an FA Cup winning Arsenal mug. Yes! Hello. That's only for people who are paying Patreon money that can now see that video.
I know.
So this is kind of season three, so we always do our new seasons in line with SPL, but because of the clusterfuck that was finishing football seasons all throughout the summer, we have had no break, no season two review to let you know how good my bankers were and how bad Gordo's charity picks were. But this is the start of a new year. Clean slate, Gordo. Clean slate.
I can't wait. I'm going to be so charitable.
We did technically do an opening episode, but it was only on a Word document that's shared within the Trample Bet podcast group on Facebook. So if you don't follow that, I suggest you go do it. We won't review those picks. We will just batter on, I guess, with the new season. Andy, you pointed out that when we did the first episode of last season, I tipped the FA Cup winner, and I totally forgot about that.
You did. You tipped Arsenal to win the FA Cup way back, sort of July last year. So, congratulations.
How else did we get on with that? Who got promoted at a League One, Andy? I think you took Peterborough.
So, it was just a lot of bets got voided. So, I'll have to go back and check exactly what the picks were. Arsenal did not finish in the top four.
They did not. I think, to be honest, if we're going to do our season review, it'll be much later, because the Scottish League and the French League are probably the only two leagues that are kicking off before autumn.
That's the best leagues. That's the only leagues that anyone should be reporting.
Because what we were saying, Andy, was that, see, if you looked at Saturday night's fixtures coming up, there's two Champions League games for the quarter-final stages being played. Simultaneously, there are two preliminary round qualifiers for the new Champions League starting on the same night.
Yeah, I see that. Yep, there's overlap.
So
brilliant.
It's absolute madness. So we've only started on the basis that we keep ourselves aligned with the SPL because that is our home league, even though we almost never feature it at any point. The only Scottishness of this podcast is people who aren't playing in Scotland.
Yeah. And then when they return home, we lose interest in them. It's like, nah, we don't need.
But we've had to pretty much batter on, right, with Scottish picks because it is one of the few leagues.
Yeah.
So just a couple of updates, though, guys. On the Patreon, we'll do a quick episode and a quick ad on this. The Patreon, once Patreon actually allow us to change from dollars to pounds, we will be removing the tier structure and just asking for a one-level support model. So that level support model will be £5 a month that we're asking for from all listeners. So once that turns over, hoping, I think it's by September. So firstly, huge thanks to everyone that supported us on all the tiers to date, because you've allowed us to do so much more, including having a studio, doing extra episodes, having the storage space with Libsyn to do that as well. And also thanks to Gary for constantly having to put new shit out all the time on top of what he already does. So the guys that are on $15, which I think is like 12 quid, you'll be getting dropped to 5 quid regardless. So thanks so much for that. But I think really what we need as a support model to continue to grow is everyone that can, please, please, please join the £5 tier. In that, it'll be the same as before for the top tier. We'll do extra episodes. We'll do episodes for golf, UFC, wrestling, if people fancy it, darts, whatever, horse racing, whatever people fancy, we'll do for you, all for just £5. We know that people are still maybe unemployed. I'm unemployed myself. £5 might be a lot of money to some people, but it's £1.25 a week. We're trying to give you like maybe 3-4 hours of content for that 125 a week for you guys to listen to, for you guys to interact with on the Facebook group. So we would really appreciate, once we switch to that model, we'll put it in the Facebook group, on the Twitter, on Instagram, that if you can afford it, can you please sign up to support the podcast so we can continue to do extra episodes? Because without it, we just won't be able to. It's as simple as that. Lip sync cost, the studio cost, everything that goes with it, we need the support, okay? Thank you.
That's a thumbs up just for people who are on Patreon already. See
if we could get, like, if we knew all our Patreons knew sign, we would learn sign and just do the episode for them.
Yeah, just do that.
So we'll batter on just with this week's picks. I'll start with my banker. So this is season 3, episode 1. This is where we're starting. Now, I am taking Rangers on Sunday at home to St Mirren to score in the second half. So a goal for Rangers in the second half is 1-4. Specifically for Rangers, I had previously thought about just doing over 0.5 goals in the second half, but just Rangers is 1-4 second half. However, I was just saying to Gordo, Andy, see if somehow Rangers go through tonight in the Europa League. I'm pretty sure the fixture against St Mirren has to be cancelled. But
when's the next fixture lined up for?
I think it's Tuesday. I think the Europa League needs, because that's what they've got. It's just like instantly playing again. Because Man U are playing Copenhagen on Monday.
Yeah.
So I think it's because Rangers got so pumped in the first leg that nobody's even thought about it. But
could happen.
That's what I said. They're missing 7 of the players that beat us at Ibrox through injury suspensions, and we don't know if Havertz will play, because if he gets booked, he misses the game against Inter Milan if they go through. So it's like they're trying to juggle scenarios where they go, do we play him and put Rangers definitely out, or do we risk having to bring him on later? But anyway, Rangers home at St Mirren to score in the second half, 1-4. That's my banker.
I'm back in Japan. Regular listeners, this is just becoming a regular slot on this on this show. Kawasaki Frontale, side with them again this week. They've won every single match since play resumed in Japan. They're 5 points clear at the top of the table now with 22 points from 8 games. They've scored a massive 21 goals across those 8 games. They've only conceded 6. So they're playing Oita this weekend. They've only got 7 points for the season. They've lost 4 of their last 5 matches. This will be a comfortable home win for Kawasaki, and you can get it 1-3 just now, which is very good banker odds.
It was actually Kawasaki that you picked on the charity bet as well, Andy, even money.
Yep, and they won last week at even money, which was a difficult spot against the away from home against the second place team in the league, and they won that game 1-0. So against Oita, they'll have no bother. I'll be looking at handicaps on this game and various other things as well, just because Kawasaki have been so consistent at winning.
I was going to say, not even always from like comfortably either. Like, they've came back and won, they've won comfortably, they've won 1-0. Like, they just know how to win now. It's not even...
They're really good. I think I tipped them to win this league about 3 weeks ago when they were 5-4. They won't be 5-4 anymore.
I'm well on that banker.
Well, that's good. I'm trying to find my Japan. That's kind of the theme of this week. I'd like to find a league like France that's on, you know, a league that I know well enough or can learn well enough and has enough time to go. I think, like, because I don't want to go into Japan because I looked at the Japanese second division and I don't know enough of the teams and I don't know things. So where I am this week for my banker pick is in the Swedish second division, the Superettan. And I am taking top of the league Degerfors to beat second bottom AFC Eskilstuna. So Degerfors have played 10 games so far. They've got 23 points. Eskilstuna have played their 10 games and got 8 points. They're a much better team. Overall at home, they've had 12 points from their last 5 games. Away from home, Eskilstuna have taken 1 point and they've only played 4 away games thus far. I can't see anything other than a comfortable home win for them here. They've beat... The only loss they've had so far has been against Norby, who they've got a history of losing to. That was Degerfors. Eskilstuna have been absolutely mince. They've lost 5-0, they've lost 3-0, they lost 2-1 in the last 2 games, and they had a 0-0 draw. So I'm going to take Degerfors, and you're getting them at the odds of 2-7.
2-7 decent odds. God, I mean, you did dip your toe in the water of Norwegian football. Was that a failed experiment last week?
Well, it was because both Moldy got a man sent off, and then ODD also got a man sent off. But don't worry, I'm also in South Korea and Finland for another two games this week. So we've got some more leagues to come. But that's mine, Degger Forest versus Celtic Stuna, home win 2-7.
The Belgian Jupiler League, like the top division, starts this week as well.
It has. So, I had a look at some of those picks as well. I was looking at Genk are playing against Westerlo, and whilst Westerlo had beaten Ghent in the pre-season friendlies, and that was a possible outsider, but I'm going to give it a couple of weeks until some things happen first in that league, and I've got a league table to go off of.
Okay, on to the value picks. I'm in the Australian A-League. My value pick, it's Perth Glory versus Melbourne Victory. I'm going for over 1.5 goals in the second half at 5-6, so just short of evens. In the last three games, so the three games since returning, both teams have averaged 3 goals in the second half. So they've had 9 goals in their games in the second half, both teams in the last three. So that to me is convinced enough. I watched the Brisbane game, so the Scottish Celtic strikers derby there, Gary Hooper versus Scott McDonald, won each second half. There's been loads of second half goals in the Australian League. It's been so
good. I saw you tip up a goal in real time on the Facebook group and that, and I got on it at evens. So that was very nice. Thank you for that.
See, I didn't quite get that reward, Andy.
What's that?
I didn't get that reward. I went too early. I was in it like 1-3.
But yeah, you got the win though.
I did eventually. Hi, Gary Hooper tucking it away with an injury. It's quite interesting. So yeah, I really fancy this game to have a lot of goals. Even if it is like Perth Glory's game against, Melbourne Victory's game against Adelaide was like 3-1 at half time as well, and still went on to be 5-2 in the second half. So still loads of goals in the games. This isn't even a game where I'd be concerned wanting it to be tight at half time. I honestly don't even think it matters. It could be 3-0, and I still think there'd be loads of goals in the second half.
I'm still in Japan, this time Sunday. The Sunday game at 10 o'clock in the morning UK time. Hiroshima against Shonan. So Hiroshima haven't quite hit the heights of previous season's form yet in 2020. But they've been solid mid-table, 10 points through 7 games. They've scored 10, conceded 5, so plus 5. So they're scoring twice as many as they're conceding. They're solid. Shonan, however, have really struggled. So they finished 16th of 18 last year and only stayed in the league because they won the relegation playoff. I think they're going to struggle again this season. They're on 4 points through 8 games, so they've played a game more than Hiroshima. They've scored 8 goals, conceded 14. They're going to struggle again this year. Hiroshima should have more than enough. You're getting Hiroshima at around even money. They're 4-5 on Bet365 right now. I think that represents plenty of value.
Shonan have only won this fixture once in the previous 15 meetings.
Yeah,
it was the last one, though, but still.
Everything points towards a nice Hiroshima win here. Around even money, yeah, there's value there.
Gordo.
Okay, well, I am going to take you across the Sea of Japan and we enter South Korea. So, South Korea, I am at Saturday morning at 12 o'clock, well, Saturday midday, 12 o'clock, Jongbuk Motors versus Daegu. Daegu are playing at home, Jongbuk are away. Jongbuk are the league champions, the reigning champions as well. They've also won this fixture 13 times out of the last 15 times it's been played away from home, which is mental. Like, see, when you look at the actual thing, like, they've had two draws in there. They just have they've got it over Daegu. There's relatively interesting things about Jongbuk as well. They've got the division's best defence, shipping just 0.64 goals a game on average. See, I did my stats on this one. On average, they're just a better team overall than Daegu. They are second in the league at the moment, behind Ulsan Hyundai, who will feature in my charity bet later on. They are just behind them on 32 points. There's then a gulf down to Daegu at 25. So Jongbuk and Ulsan are the two teams in a two-horse race in this league. You're getting them at even money away from home. I think that's quite a good price at the moment, and they seem to have the mark of Daegu. So my value pick, Jongbuk Motors away at Daegu. Even money.
I'm quite happy with that. I'm quite happy with all of those value picks, to be fair. I think there's good picks, but I also think it's really hard to judge just now. This is like, as I think I said that to you before, this is like see until all football begins and we can choose from like 20 leagues and all different
yeah.
leagues. This is very much like the early qualifiers of the Betfred Cup. We just need to get through these till we see a bit of form and we can start picking people off properly.
See, that's what I liked about the Korean League was that it was 15 games in.
Yeah.
It's almost the sweet spot for picking. Like, there's enough form there that, like, real crap. Like, there's a team at the bottom, I think it's Incheon, have 8 points out of those things. Like, you know they're shit, right? But I didn't need a banker from them. But yeah, from a, yes, I agree with you, John. That's, find a league that is midway on. We're good.
For my outsider, I am going back to Scotland and I'm sticking with someone I picked for the charity bet last week. I'm taking Hibs away at Livingston. They're 9-5. Livingston are even money, so they're well the outsiders. But
I like this a lot.
From what I've seen of the highlights, so Livingston have brought in 6 new players who they seem to be wanting to feature in their starting 11. I still think Lyndon Dykes is going to go, maybe not before this fixture, but I definitely think his head's turned, so I don't think you'll be getting as much out of him as you would have last season. And I think, obviously, the lure of the Rangers move has been taken away from him, so I think that'll be a wee bit of a confidence dent as well. Hibs last week, Martin Boyle scored 2 really good goals, to be fair, but I just think Jack Ross, having had a pre-season with Hibs, will be a totally different team to what they were when he took over last year. It'll be his ideas, his mentality, and I think games like this away at Livingston, where it'll be won by the odd goal, will be pivotal for him. And I just really like Jack Ross. Everything I've heard them say, when I watched the Sunderland documentary, like, I thought he actually done a pretty shit job at Sunderland until I watched what a shit show he had to fucking deal with. And it's a miracle that even made the final. You know, like, right, fair enough. But I think that Hibs side, I think with somebody like Jack Ross, full pre-season, I think you're on the right side of this at 9-5, so almost 2-1 for Hibs to win away. They won last week. Livingston lost 1-0 away to St Mirren, who, by the way, outside of playing Rangers this weekend, they would have been someone I would have looked to pick if they were against anyone I considered in the bottom six. I think St Mirren at home will be a really good team that I'll stay on the right side of any time they're playing the likes of a Kilmarnock, Dundee United, sorry Andy, Livingston, even the likes of Aberdeen, Aberdeen last year, St Johnston. I think St Mirren at home will grind out 1-0 victories like no man's business, man. But Livingston v Hibs, away win, 9-5. Come on, Jack Ross.
It's a really good pick. If you look at how many people who have gotten their predictors for the league for Hibs to be third or fourth, it's a lot. Like, there's not much else, and like outside of Aberdeen, there's no one else really with the kind of quality throughout the squad that aren't going to. Because I don't think, having picked us to do so last week draws, I don't think we're going to draw that many games this season, considering how poor everyone else is.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, Andy, take us back to Japan, I'm sure.
For the final one I've got in Japan. The outsider, back on Saturday at 11 a.m, Yokohama F. Marinos against Kashiwa Reysol. I'm going to take Kashiwa as an away outsider here at 3-1 or 16-5. So Yokohama won the league last season, but they've been hit and miss this season. Their last 5 games have included a couple of losses to underperforming Tokyo and the Kashima Antlers, who can't buy a win for love nor money anywhere. So they've been beaten in games that they should have won. And Kashiwa have found some form after a poor start. They came up last year, put a lot of money into the team, a lot of good players, and they're starting to click. So they've won their last 5 matches, and they've scored a total of 14 goals across those games. So 3-1 here against a Yokohama team that are not winning every week is a big price, and I'm happy to take it as the outsider.
Again, me and John are not going to say anything about that, because it's just Asia, and that's yours.
So they beat the Urawa Red Diamonds 4-0. They then went and beat Vegalta Sendai 5-1. These are games that they wouldn't have been favourites in.
Yeah. Why are they such high odds?
Because they're a newly promoted side and they're playing the previous year's champions of the top division.
Right.
They like Dundee United.
That looks like a great pick to me.
Playing Celtic.
Yeah, that looks like a great pick to me.
So over it. You're getting a big price. So I like the 3-1.
Okay, I will take us to Finland for the for an interesting game in my eyes, because it was played last week. It was actually played 5 days ago, and they're playing again for some reason. It's KUPS versus HJK Helsinki. having looked at both of these teams, they're both going to be challenging for the league. They played last week and drew 2-2. SJK and KUPS then played another midweek game in which they drew. It looks like it's heading towards another draw, in my opinion, this. And they're both evenly matched. They're just switching this sign for who's playing at home and who's playing away. I think it'll probably be a 1-1 or 2-2 draw because that's what's happened recently for both these teams. And at 12-5, I think that's a really good price for that. It's interesting because having looked at some of these leagues, the Nordic League specifically, they're all at kind of the point you want to get involved. This league is 8 games in. The Norwegian League is 12 games in, but they've got some of their games off. Iceland was another place I was looking as well, but they've had a mini outbreak, so their league is on hold again for a couple of weeks. But Finland here, I've got KUPS versus HJK. I'm going to take it as a draw, and it's 12-5 for it.
See, when they played so recently, is that in the same competition?
So, yes, it is, interestingly. So,
okay.
It was round 6, and then they're playing now again in round 8 again. I think it's just the way their fixtures have fallen. It seems a bit bizarre. But yeah, they both seem to be able to score, but they've got each other's mark. Like, KUPS's last 3 games have been draw, draw, win, win, draw. HJK's last 5 games have been draw, win, win, loss, win. So there's draws in there. The wins that HJK have got have been against much lesser opposition. So if you look at them, it's kind of like the guys who are lower down in the table, as opposed to KUPS, who've been kind of drawing with a lot. Anyway, I'm going to take this as a draw. It's 12-5. I'm looking at venturing into some new leagues. So hopefully Finland is a place that we can refer to as Winland from now on.
Interestingly enough, in 2016... 15th of June 2016, guess who scored a hat-trick in this fixture?
Ola Toivonen? I don't know. Is it Morelos?
Alfredo Morelos.
It wasn't Morelos. I forgot that he'd played in Finland, actually.
Top scorer. I scored a hat-trick in that game. I remember that being one of the YouTube clips.
Like everyone was sending round.
This is who we're buying. Like, oh, right, okay. But I quite like that goal. There looks to be a lot of draws in previous meetings between the two. The last
3 out of 5 times they've played have been draws. So, yeah, 12-5 before I take you back to South Korea for my charity, which is good.
On to the charity picks. So, same rules apply as last year. £10 of our own money, 1 pick each, treble. Tenner goes on. All money goes to Beats and Cancer Trust. So it'll be Paul Sheeran's fundraising, whatever he's doing this year. I don't think he's announced it yet. And if it doesn't win, if we have no winnings by the end of the season, we will transfer. We normally do like the Premier League standard of like 38 games. So the minimum we will transfer over the season is £380. But obviously, if we surpass that, that's excellent and we don't need to just blindly give over the money. So it'd be good if we get these. Gordo, yeah. You're listening? Need something for you now, okay? You need to step up here, mate.
Excuse me.
You need to step up.
My good man. I've been excellent. I'll have you know if you consider.
Well, Andy will do a season 2 review of all our stats and we'll figure out how good and bad we actually were.
I might need to be off for that one. For like, just volunteering at a soup kitchen to make up for that.
Not being your friend.
No.
Two out of three last week on charity again and there's no prizes for guessing which two came in.
Exactly.
Season 3 is going to be my charity. Yeah.
So this is the first episode pick of charity bets. Now, I think Andy and I are going to have to figure out a combined bet here.
We're going to have to do something because we've come up with similar ideas.
I think on Bet365 we can do this combined. So my pick was and is Kilmarnock versus Celtic. Celtic half-time, full-time. Now, Kilmarnock lost half-time, full-time to Hibs at the weekend. Andy, you were just saying they subbed their goalie. I've not seen anything. I've just had a wee look. I've seen nothing about an injury. So you're letting 2 goals in the first half.
Subbed their keeper at half-time, Jake Eastwood, who used to be an Aberdeen reserve goalie and last season, while contracted to Aberdeen, was out on loan at Greenock Morton. So that's who came on in place of Jake Eastwood.
Right, okay.
So it'll be interesting to see if Eastwood starts having a horrible first half and got subbed in, or they'll go with this keeper that was on loan at Morton last year. That's not a good spot to be playing Celtic.
No.
So... I'd originally picked for the charity bet Celtic minus one is 8 to 11. So we'll find a way to combine those two, John, or maybe I'll just pick something totally different and write it in the Facebook group. But because we have picked the same match, but it just doesn't bode well with the goalkeeper situation and just generally Kilmarnock facing up to Celtic and Edouard, who's going to rip them to bits.
I know. Yeah. If he, so he started with a hat trick at the weekend. If he plays like that for any length of time this season, I honestly don't think he'll be there. Like, you could really see an English team coming in for him. I think he actually has everything for me. Seeing Stephen O'Donnell was on that Go Radio football show talking about him, and he was like, when you play against him, there's absolutely no weakness. He's like, he's too strong, he's quicker, he's happy to run into channels, happy to come short, and then you bring him down and he bangs in a free kick. He's literally got everything. And I just think he's learned as much as he can in Scotland. But considering we've picked him for this weekend, fingers crossed that Celtic actually do the business. As long as Rangers keep winning, right? That's I don't want Celtic to win too much, but I had to pick something that made sense for the charity bet. I could not turn my nose up at this.
So while we're talking SPL, I'm a Dundee United season ticket holder, so I watched the game that we had the weekend where we drew 1-1 against St Johnstone, which was actually a pretty poor result. We get gifted a penalty after 6 minutes. It was definitely a penalty, but it was a penalty for handball where the defenders handled it in a not dangerous situation at all. Right, so essentially we get given a goal. And then they got a man sent off right at the end of the first half. So essentially we played a whole half of football against 10-man St Johnstone and lost 1-0 because the game finished 1-8. We're gonna struggle this year. We're away at Motherwell this weekend. I don't like tipping against my own team because obviously I will want to see Dundee United win that. But we managed to not score in open play against 10 men for the majority of the game last week. There's nothing that really says to me we're going to be able to do it against a team like Motherwell that are better on paper than St Johnstone. I think you're getting Motherwell at like 13-10. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, Motherwell were really poor against Ross County as well, though. But I actually see, looking at Motherwell's squad, I know Rangers pumped them in the pre-season friendly, right? But when I looked at Motherwell's squad, I thought he's built a really fucking good spot. You've got Turnbull, who will come back from injury like at some point. Alan Campbell's still there. Jake Hastie's back from Rangers. They've got a really good squad there. So I don't really know if Ross County was just an anomaly. But
they also missed a penalty. It was a terrible penalty. Yeah. He missed the target. He dragged it wide of the left-hand post. So
yeah,
you know, they shouldn't have lost that game 1-0. I just think they're going to be, as you say, they've got a good squad, and on paper, they should be bigger favourites to beat newly promoted Dundee United that really struggled in their first game.
What do you make of the appointment, Andy?
Oh, I'm delighted.
So
Nicky Mellon.
What's his background?
So, let me pull this up.
He's never worked in Scotland, has he?
No.
That to me is a huge risk, though, for a newly promoted side.
I mean, it is a risk, but he's better than I would. I'm much happier having him than Robbie Nielsen straight off the bat.
Right,
like, okay. I watched Nielsen last year play one up front in the championship every week and just fucking pound my head into the wall as we go to places like Aloe and lose, and and we'd wonder why we lost. It's because of him almost every week. So I'm delighted that he's not the manager anymore. So Mickey Mellon, he was the Tranmere manager, and if you see any social media posts, they all wish them well. They all love him down there. In the work that he's done with them, I think he took them up twice. He's cemented them into a good, solid team, and not a single fan had a bad thing to say. And they all wished him really well in his new venture. So I'm hopeful, but he's not going to be able to do it straight off the bat because we're a newly promoted team. They basically have the same team that we had in the championship last year. So,
and I mean, last thing on it, Shankland. I think Shankland will stay
for the time being.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, I will take you my charity bet. That's a Dundee United connection, this charity bet. And I wonder if Andy will pick up where. It's Ulsan Hyundai versus Suwon Blue Wings. Suwon Blue Wings' top goal scorer is Adam Taggart of Dundee United.
Ex-Dundee
United. Played 10 games or something. I
thought you were going to say it's because Nicky Clark drives a Hyundai.
That's it, yeah. He's
mate, you heard the wages he was getting at Rangers. He's not about a Hyundai.
He's at least got a Honda. But yeah, so Adam Taggart is Suwon Blue Wings' main striker, and he has scored a couple of goals for them this season. But we're not here to talk about Suwon Blue Wings. We're here to talk about the Ulsan Hyundai monster that is playing 14 games and getting 35 points. The only game they've lost at home this season has been against Jeonbuk, who are the who beat them away from home. Suwon Blue Wings aren't very good. They are in 10th in the Korean League. There's 12 teams in that league, 13 points. Ulsan Hyundai have scored 34 goals and conceded 10. Suwon Blue Wings have scored 13 and conceded 17. It's a total mismatch here. I'm trying to get my first charity bet into the season, and it's 1-2. It is Ulsan Hyundai to beat Suwon Blue Wings Saturday morning, 11 o'clock.
This could be your new league. I love it. And see, when you first, it's not a league I'm familiar with. So when you first said Jeonbuk Motors, I thought that was just where you were taking your car for its MOT.
That's MOT, yeah.
It does sound like them, because there's one used to be around the corner from me, really good, Alan Muir Motors. So yes, Jeonbuk Motors. Aye. It's a guy that.
Yes, I need to work on my pronunciation. But yeah, that's it's. I'll be back in Ulsan Hyundai and Jeonbuk. Fairly consistently at the moment. So at 1-2, dead happy with that. And they've got a whole bunch of, like, you know, in Japan, they had a few teams that had bought in a couple of Brazilian boys. They've got exactly the same. They've got some really, really, like, kind of interest and talent in that team that have clearly been brought in because last season they didn't get anywhere. Well, they didn't get the top position. So confident on that, 1-2. Yeah, you can actually get it 6-11 on 365, so slightly more than that.
So we'll see if we can get some sort of bet builder for Celtic down the half-time lead, win the game, and also win the game -1 overall, and then combine that with your selection, Gordo. Yeah. And that'll be the pick this week.
I'll figure that out, no bother. To find out at the Facebook group, Twitter, Instagram, everything else, podcast episodes, go to tramplebet.com. The website's there. It's got all the links that you need to interact with us on whatever social media you want to. You'll find us all there. That was the podcast. Have a good weekend.
Happy hunting. Stop before you go.
Oh, what does Gordon want to say?
You need to talk about the tip of the week that was put in our Facebook group, which was Parma versus Lecce. Oh,
yeah. Ollie Hornby. Cheers, Ollie. That
was 4-1 shot. A 4-1 shot outsider. Absolutely nailing it. Well done, mate. And thanks for using Milk Boys. That's it. It's a great title for that team.
Can we just say that bet had paid out after 24 minutes?
Unbelievable.
Parma took a 2-0 lead in the 24th minute, and the money was already back in my Bet365 account. Wonderful.
Sensational. I couldn't finish the episode without giving him at least a good bit of kudos.
Yeah.
Bye.
So now, that is the podcast. Have a good weekend.
Happy hunting.
Bye.
Podcast Network. Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.